That's a confident band right there that can end a very good song with that. That was Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Spinning Wheel at 17 minutes past 9 o'clock. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a throwback Thursday morning. Big program planned for you for this July 14th. Coming up after the great Tom Carco's news, we're going to be talking about the Racine Theater Guild's production of Little Shop of Horrors with Kara Ernst Schalk. Love talking the drama. My daughter Hannah, who's our oldest daughter, is an actress, and she is getting her Master's of Fine Arts from the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, SCAD, they call it, which is like the top master's program for theater people in the country. This was her number one choice. They literally have to audition for the master's programs. And the first time she went to audition, she went to Chicago. And the only callback that she got was from USC, the University of Southern California. But she was put on a waiting list, and that was it. And things have gone pretty well for Hannah Joy Klein Chiclana. She's married now to Angel Chiclana, who is a very accomplished singer and songwriter and musician in his own right. And things have gone quite well for this young couple that have been married. It's going to be 3 years in October. And they've been together since they were 16. They were high school sweethearts. Very unusual in 2016 to have that happen. But she has really lived a very charmed existence until this. And she got nothing. And then she got her degree from the University of Central Florida in Orlando. And so here she is. She wants to go get her master's, and this is her first, like, major hiccup in her little plan of life. And she was working at a sporting goods shop, and she was like, Pop, I got my degree. I need to put my degree to work. And so she decided to work with children to become a teacher, which is not an easy thing. You've heard the stories that Tom Carco and Janet Hoff have been reporting about the Racine Unified School District having trouble finding teachers. They don't pay that much. And you've got to get a degree, and you have to get a license, and you've got to be trained. And now they're in an emergency situation here at Racine Unified. So Hannah decides to become a second grade teacher for an urban area school in Orlando. And once again, she had a problem for one of the rare times in her life. Hannah's nickname is Bubblicious. Her mom nicknamed her that because she's just so up and positive, and she hated it. I mean, she would cry. Basically, Hannah is one of the nicest people on the planet, and she spent her entire day, every day, disciplining a bunch of second graders, and she was very upset and exhausted, but she was a professional teacher. She went through the whole licensing process and the whole thing, the training, and she didn't have her degree. She got her degree in theater arts. And she, you know, she just pours her full life and energy and her heart and soul into everything she does. And so she was absolutely exhausted. So she goes and tries out again last year, almost 2 years ago now, into San Francisco. And there are hundreds of these Master of Fine Arts programs represented. And she had no sleep. She took the red eye from Florida to Northern California, and she just laid it on the line. She got six callbacks, and her number one choice was the Savannah College of Art and Design. And then this year, at the end of her first year of a two-year program, she got an internship. She's at CBS Television right now. And just having the time of her life in Manhattan, separated from Angel. Not legally separated by any means, but they Angel's in Orlando trying to make the money, taking care of their two dogs. But it's been a really interesting experience for Dawn and me, because we never were really around a lot of drama people and those kind of artsy-fartsy type of individuals. And they've got just incredible friends within the art community. So anyway, I love talking about theater, and we will be doing that at the bottom of the hour after Tom's news with Kara Earnshawk, who is involved with this Little Shop of Horrors presentation by the Racine Theater Guild. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Mr. Jake McGee, who's the CEO and president of the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club. And you beautiful humans know how much I like talking about making a positive difference in the lives of young people. So all that's coming up and more at 11 o'clock. Of course, we have the Hour of Power. At noon, we start the Throwback Thursday Lunchtime Musical Interlude. 2 o'clock, Sweet Lou Turner. 6 o'clock, John Tesh. So there is absolutely zero reason to go anywhere but keeping it tuned to AM 1400, as well as logged on to WRJN.com, which I know we have so many folks around the planet listening right now, because they tolerate me, but they love the music, they love learning about this incredible area that we call Southeast Wisconsin. It's 22 minutes, almost 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. So, the Donald, he has literally been running an apprentice for his vice presidency. He has these guys auditioning. It is fascinating and entertaining. We have Mike Pence, the governor of the great state of Indiana, and Trump was over there in Hoosierland. And Pence tried to be the attack dog. It doesn't come naturally to Mike Pence. Mike Pence is a former congressman, and he's a very conservative and some would argue successful governor of Indiana. So he gets out there and he gets to introduce Trump and give his speech. And then Trump's plane had a problem. Air Trump won. And so he could not leave Indiana. So Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, who's in the finals of Trump's Republican apprentice for the vice presidency, flies to Indiana, spends a couple of hours with the presumptive Republican nominee, and Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, he flies in, has a little chat. Now, I think, this is my prediction. By the way, Trump is going to announce tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central Time. Hopefully I will be on the air with commentary. We can carry that live. That'd be really fun and good times. Deciphering what in the world is in the brain of Donald J. Trump. But Newt is definitely in the running. And I think he's going to pick Gingrich. That is going to be a big old billionaire middle finger to the Republican establishment again. And Gingrich has been over the top in his praise of Trump. Yesterday, Fox News severed their relationship with Gingrich because they were paying him to be a commentator. And he's getting to the point again. This happened the last time in 2012 when Newt ran for president. Newt is a big thinker, very articulate. If he nominates Gingrich between the president and the vice presidential nominees of the Party of Family Values, they will have six wives between them. It's awesome. And Gingrich was on with Sean Hannity last night on Fox. Now, this is incredible what I'm going to play for you guys. Gingrich is a candidate, a potential vice presidential candidate for one of the two major parties in our country. And listen to what he has to say to Sean Hannity as he does the analysis about himself and about Mike Pence possibly becoming Trump's running mate.
In many ways, Donald Trump is like a pirate. He's outside the normal system. He gets things done. He's bold. He's actually like a figure out of a movie. In a lot of ways, my entire career has been a little bit like a pirate. I've taken on the establishment of both parties. I've been very prepared to fight in the media. One of the really hard questions he's got to weigh on the way to California is, do you really want a two pirate ticket, or do you want to take
a
very solid guy?
Do you want a really bold, transformative team that is going to fight hard?
No, but in all fairness, You look at what Mike Pence did in the Congress, and then you look at what Mike Pence has done in Indianapolis as governor, building on the extraordinary record of Mitch Daniel. Indiana has a great story to tell, but his style is different than mine.
Agreed.
And you could make a pretty good argument that with somebody as big and as noisy as Donald Trump, having someone who's a little bit quieter and a little bit more
traditional. I think you're a little quieter. You're making me laugh.
All right, so first of all, Gingrich is analyzing his own potential candidacy. This we've never seen before. He's a political historian and an historian in general. He's a political commentator, and he's analyzing how Trump might approach this thing. Now, I got to tell you, I watch this coverage closely because of what I do for a living. And there is no doubt the Sean Hannitys of the world and the Mika Brzezinskis and the Joe Scarboroughs and the Jake Tappers and all the political talking heads, they want Gingrich. And I think he's going to go with Gingrich. The Pence choice would be the safe choice. When has Donald J. Trump ever done anything safe and even smart and balanced? Chris Christie would be very interesting because when they were running against each other for the GOP nomination, Trump literally said that Christie knew about the Bridgegate scandal. He knew about it going into it. Now, they've done thorough investigation, and they said that as governor of New Jersey, he did not know about his aide's plans to shut down the George Washington Bridge for political retribution. Plus, even though that Trump and Christie are friends, I just don't think he's pretty enough. Not that Newt Gingrich is any stud himself, but Trump judges everything by its cover. He judges every book initially by its cover. So I am predicting Newt Gingrich, who famously went to his soon-to-be ex-wife while she was being treated in the hospital for cancer to ask for a divorce, while he was having an affair and prosecuting Bill Clinton in the impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives for lying under oath that he had indeed a sexual relationship with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. It ain't going to be boring. Stay tuned. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a throwback Thursday. The great Tom Carco's 9:30 newscast awaits us in the News Center coming next on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams with your Milwaukee and Racine area weekend weather update. We get a break from the heat.